OMS, MISO contains almost 17 gigawatts of DER, S, written by Amanda Durish Cook, and read by an automated voice.
The organization of MISO states, or OMS, estimates the RTO is up to approximately 16.6 gigawatts of distributed energy resources across its footprint, up 3 gigawatts from 2024.
That's according to the 2025 OMS DER survey, released before the November 10 meeting of the MISO DER Task Force. OMS Legal and Regulatory Director Brad Pope said the annual survey recorded a big jump in DER deployment from 2024 to 2025. In 2024, the survey uncovered nearly 13.6 gigawatts of DER, S. For the previous 3 years, OMS typically has tallied an approximate 1 gigawatts increase in DER, S year over year. Pope said solar generation continues to dominate among reported DER, S.
Eric Hanser, a staffer with the Michigan Public Service Commission, said 75% of the megawatts represented in the 2025 survey originate from either solar or demand response. Pope said some increases this year probably are due to underreporting in previous years.
He said OMS is looking to improve its data collection method to get the fullest picture it can of DER, S and MISO. MISO utilities responding to the survey still see a need for regulatory direction on DER, S, from MISO and especially from state commissions, Pope said. He said respondents agreed that a comprehensive and secure data registry of some form would be useful to share DER data. Many utilities expect to encounter challenges around data sharing and secure communication when FERC Order 2222, which will allow DER aggregators to compete in MISO's wholesale markets, takes effect in 2030. Hanser said that in this version of the survey, OMS logged a lot more serious talk about DER management systems, with more utilities considering them. But Hanser said survey responses indicated DER, S are still too small in size and number to materially affect the MISO transmission system or inspire planning changes. Hanser said utilities in high DER penetration areas reported a small number of backflow issues on circuits or at substations, some of which were addressed by line upgrades. Hanser said some utilities thought MISO should lead on creating protocols to set up communication between utilities and DER aggregators.
Other utilities are in the early stages of addressing communication and awaiting more information from the RTO, he said. Overall, we got the sense that it's too early. Utilities are waiting for guidance both from MISO and their state regulators, Hanser said.
Utilities are wary of acting before fully understanding how DER, S will eventually operate in MISO.
Utilities want to build systems they believe will interact easily with MISO rules. During the OMS annual meeting in October, Executive Director Tricia DeBleekier urged MISO and members to do more to prepare for the 2029 deadline for the RTO to comply with Order 2222.
For the first year of the survey's history, utilities reported electric vehicles as DER, S, Pope said, with slightly more than 1 gigawatts hailing mostly from Michigan Zone 7.
Pope said OMS is investigating how utilities quantify the resource capability of EVs and if the ones that showed up in the survey are capable of bidirectional services. Hanser said OMS must examine if the reported EVs are in fact being used as distributed resources and aiding the grid.
Overall, Zone 7 contains the most DER, S, at a little more than 4 gigawatts.
The zone is home to a few large, behind-the-meter generators that put it beyond other MISO zones.
Minnesota, Wisconsin and the Dakotas Zone 1 holds the second most DER, S, at nearly 3.4 gigawatts. OMS gathers data on DER assets both registered and unregistered with MISO. Pope noted that the organization collects information only on DER, S connected at the distribution level and therefore doesn't include all of MISO's load-modifying resources in its survey.